International Bible Studies. Lesson for December 29, 2024. Faith in the Son of David. Key verse, Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. Luke 18 verse 42. Selected Scripture. Luke 18 verse 35 through 43. Today's lesson centers on faith. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Luke 18 verse 35 through 38, New International Version. This poor, blind man was a fitting emblem of the world that Christ had come to heal and save. After his baptism, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Matthew 4 verse 1 through 10. Satan's final temptation was an offer to give Jesus power over all the kingdoms of the world if he would bow down and worship him. Verses 8 and 9. This was a very real temptation, as Satan has been called the God of this world by the Apostle Paul and the Prince of this world by Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, John 12 verse 31, 14 verse 30, 16 verse 11. With great faith and boldness, Jesus' response was emphatic, Get out of here, Satan, Jesus told him. For the scriptures say, You must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Matthew 4 verse 10, New Living Translation. Following this great display of faith and trust in God, Jesus began his earthly ministry. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Matthew 4 verse 23, New International Version. Jesus' fame soon became widespread. Indeed, an angel had told Mary that her son was to be named Jesus, and he would sit on the throne promised to the Son of David. Luke 1 verse 30 through 33. Joseph and Mary had presented Jesus as a babe at the temple to be dedicated as their firstborn according to the law of Moses. Luke 2 verse 22 through 24, Exodus 13 verse 2. Simeon, a righteous and devout man, was present through the direction of the Holy Spirit. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Luke 2 verse 26, New International Version. Simeon took him, Jesus, in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Verses 28 through 32, New International Version. The narrative about Simeon in the temple is one of inspiration and affirmation that Jesus was the promised Savior of the world. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Simeon waited in faith. When the promised Messiah arrived as this young babe, he embraced him fully, and he spoke words proclaiming Jesus as God's promised salvation for the entire human race. The poor blind man in today's lesson shared the same faith in God's promised Messiah. Hearing the man cry out, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? The man's answer was simple, Lord, I want to see. Luke 18 verse 40 and 41. Jesus answered as recorded in today's key verse, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. How strong is our faith in the Son of David? Is it as strong as that of this blind man? Or as Simeon's? Let us recognize Messiah's power, given by God, to heal and bless, and let us thankfully acknowledge the grace of Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2 verse 11.